Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf, Mishnah Zayin. Sometimes people would sleep on a mat made of reeds, and they were also used for roofing in certain scenarios, like a sukkah. A mat that's used for sleeping would be subject to Tumat Midras, but a mat that's used for roofing purposes cannot become Tameh. We'll talk about one type of mat here. It was a rectangle made of reeds that were soft and threaded and woven together. There were some reeds that were put in there to strengthen the weave, which were harder, but they couldn't lie down on those harder pieces because it was uncomfortable. So they were therefore put in along the width of the mat at different spaces so that a person could technically lie down on them. Here we'll talk about different ways that the mat could be made, and we'll talk about whether each type of mat could become tameh. In other words, the people lie down on it. Mishnah says, Mahatzelet she'asa lakanim le'orka tehora, a mat that was made by somebody that had hard reeds along the length as opposed to along the width, like it would normally be done, is tahor. The reeds that are put along the length make it very uncomfortable for a person to lie down on. Therefore, it could only be used as a roof, and therefore, it does not have the ability to become tameh. If a person would sleep on a mat, he would sleep along the width of the mat. If the reeds are lengthwise, it would mean a person could not sleep along the width. So therefore, these hard reeds, we could make the assumption that the mat is being used for roofing purposes as opposed to lying down on. V'hachamim omrim, ad she'aseh kemin chi. Hachamim disagree, and they say, the mat is tahor only if somebody puts hard reeds in it that make the letter ki, which is the shape of a U. If the reeds are all along the length of the mat could become tameh because a person could lie down lengthwise against the mat between the reeds. If the reeds are put in the form of a key, though, a big U, then they make it impossible to lie down on both widthwise and lengthwise, both ways. So therefore, that type of mat is the only one that cannot become tameh. Asa'am l'ruhba. If somebody put hard reeds along the width of the mat, ve'en ben kaneh lehavero arba'a tefahim, but there's less than four tefahim between one reed and the next, we say tehora, the mat is tahor. A person cannot sleep in that narrow of an area, and therefore we see that the mat is not meant for sleeping on, but it's rather going to be used for roofing, and therefore cannot become tameh. The mats that we're talking about, they had to be careful that they wouldn't unravel. They were tied in a way in knots at the end of the mats. Here we'll talk about where the mat got damaged, so the knots will not prevent it from unraveling. Nechleka l'ruhba, Rabbi Yehuda metahir. If the mat split along the width, Rabbi Yehuda says that's going to be tahor. The edges of the broken pieces now are not held together by knots, and the weave is going to unravel. So therefore, the pieces are not functional kelim, and therefore cannot become tameh. Same thing, if someone untied the knots, the mat becomes tahor because the weave of the mat is going to unravel. It's not a keli that has the ability to become tameh. If the mat split along its length and each piece of mat had three knots at its ends, so together it equals six tefahim, it broke right down the middle, but each piece was still wide enough that it had three knots or more at each end of it. Therefore, in this type of situation, we say teme'ah, the broken pieces can become tameh. Since there are knots on both ends, they're not going to unravel, and each piece is six tefahim wide, which a person could technically lie down on them. Therefore, they're subject to tumat midras. A utensil cannot become tameh until the production of it is fully finished. Here we'll talk about when something that's being produced, a mat, is complete, and therefore at that point subject to tum'ah. Mahatzelet me'matai mekabelet tum'ah. When could a mat become tameh? Meshetikaneb, when the reeds are trimmed, so therefore the mat is smooth and sleeping on it, it could happen in a comfortable manner as opposed to having all different spikes go into a person's back. When they're trimmed, a person could lie down comfortably on the mat. This is the completion of the mat's manufacture. Even if a person wants to do more work to the mat, let's say they want to paint it, they want to add any sort of decoration to it, once that trimming happens, it's usable and it's considered to be complete, and therefore it could become tameh from that point on.